Hello and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin and I'm here sitting in the studio with female blue balls. Hey guys.
Hello.
And they're in here because they just released Heavy Danger. Is this your first?
It's our first.
It's your first. And this was really recently. This is less than a month ago. So this is fresh stuff for you guys. So who are you? Let's tell people. Who are you? After you.
After you.
I'm John Brennan. Yep. I play drums.
Cool.
My name is Poi Fair. I play guitar.
Cool. And it's a duo. It's just you guys.
Well, there's actually a third member. Matt couldn't make it because he's at work. But Matt does overhead projections for our shows. So, and he also practices with us every time.
Oh, that's
he's
cool.
He's an integral part of the band because it's an improvised project, and he's improvising visuals while we're improvising music at the same time, so we're feeding off each other.
So this whole album improvised?
Yeah.
Everything's improvised. It's all live off the floor. No cuts, no edits, and no overdubs or after effects. Everything is just taken right live off the floor.
Cool. So you probably recorded this in like a day.
Yeah. Everything's in one session.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Awesome. And Poi, you play guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah. You're the shredder.
Yes, the extraterrestrial infinity shredder.
And we just heard Hung Like a Blue Whale. So why did you call yourselves female blue balls? I'd like to know.
It was just I was hanging out with a friend, and we were just having this conversation. She's like, you know, females can get blue balls too. And I thought it was pretty funny. So, and then we just like ended up kind of coming up with ideas for names, and that was the first thing I threw down on the chalkboard, so we decided that
it made me laugh as soon as he finished writing it. Before the chalk left the chalkboard, I was laughing and Matt was smirking beside me, so we decided, you know, hey, this is a pretty memorable name. I like it. I like weird, provocative names for bands. I think it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. This is awesome.
Anything to make it stick out in your head. It's like, you know, do I cause females to have blue balls? Like, do I actually need to pay more attention to their needs?
Ridiculous.
Stop worrying so much about myself. Everybody thinks about male blue balls. What about all the gals out there?
Here, here. Okay. Well, let's see. You guys have a show at the Astoria.
Yeah, it's on February 26th as part of the Black Lung series. That's put on by Bridget Gottschalk, Adam Cathy, and Amber Lee. I'd like to a little shout out to them. They're doing an awesome job putting on experimental acts in Vancouver. With the demise of fake jazz, Problems of 1067, the rest of it. We love having these people out there putting on these shows. So we're doing a show February 26th at the Astoria, and with us on the bill are Torturex, a really awesome death metal band out of New West, Cathar, a sludge grind band from East Van, awesome people, and headlining the show is Harvest the Infection. So come on out, it's Sunday.
Cool. Is the festival going all weekend?
It's not a festival, it's just a...
Or it's just it's one night.
Yeah, it's one night, and they do it every Sunday night at the Astoria.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Every week?
Yeah, well, it's bi-weekly. Every other week is they're together. One's called Blacklight, and one's called Black Lung. Black Lung is more heavy stuff, and Blacklight's more electronic stuff. So they trade off each week.
Well, that's rad.
We're playing the rock one, so there you go.
Cool, awesome. Why don't we put on another tune? Maybe two. We'll do a little mini set. What do you guys think? I think we should play more from this.
Yeah, why don't we put on Total Free Fall?
Okay, and then?
And then...
Or we can decide as we play. So this is Total Free Fall. You're listening to The Rib on CITR, and we're here with Female Blue Balls.
We'll be right back.
alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Here's what to look for this February in Discorder. Grimes both graces the cover of Discorder for February and will also touch down in the city as she's on tour in support of her newest release, Visions. Inside Discorder, don't miss the feature piece on Rococode. Features on our Shindig winners, Sleuth, Tyrannohorse, and From Birch to You, and a special piece on Redrick Sultan. As always, Discorder is loaded with concert and album reviews, the next installment of The Overeducated Grumbler, and a profile on The Basement's Brett Olson in the monthly On the Air column. All this and more in the February issue of Discorder. Grab a free copy of Discorder anywhere on UBC campus, in and around Vancouver, BC, or online at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
School feels so hectic right now. I really need a break.
Do you ever wonder if traveling can actually enhance your education?
Yeah. How?
Easy. With the Study and Go Abroad Fair, you can find information on semesters or degree programs abroad, working, volunteering, and even adventure travel.
Just what I need, when and where.
March 1st at the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors are at 3, but guest speakers start at 2. Admission is free, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Guatemala, Peru, or even an iPad.
What's the website?
Go to studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. So you're listening to The Rib on CITR, and I'm here with Female Blue Balls. They're not mine. They are these guys.
Nice.
So I want to talk a little bit about the other guy who's not here, who's also in the band.
Matt Watson.
Yeah. So people that have jobs, wow, it sucks, eh?
Yeah.
Well, actually, first off, I got a concerning my job. I would normally be working today, but my boss at my job changed my schedule yesterday, so I got the day off.
Oh yeah!
So I want to put a shout out to everyone at Jethro's Fine Grub up at 18th and Dunbar. Awesome breakfast joint.
It is awesome breakfast joint. Yeah,
they're all rad.
Delicious. Hope,
I think they're listening right now.
Well, oh. I had to leave my job early too, and all my coworkers are rad, so I was lucky. I work at Vivo Media Arts Center.
Oh, nice.
So thanks
that was
to them.
Fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, Matt Watson, back to the man.
Yeah, so okay, because I noticed on your Bandcamp page, which by the way is femaleblueballs.bandcamp.com for those of you listening, you have a picture up of some projections, and it reminded me of Mind of a Snail, Shadow Puppet Company, who are like amazing. So, is he like? What does he do?
Well, Matt, like I've known Matt for probably 6 years now, and I met him in Montreal when I was living there. And yeah, he's just this amazing visual artist, and he uses all sorts of medium. And he's for this specific project, he has acetates, and he does photocopies of like some of his drawings and paintings and stuff, and then does cutouts of those and projects them on the old school overhead projectors. And as we said before, he's kind of improvising these beautiful compositions as we're playing at the same time, and we're kind of like feeding off of what he's doing. It's pretty amazing. We're always kind of blown away every time we stop and look at his pieces of art. It's always
yeah. He's
great.
He's got like a binder that it's got like you know, those plastic holders that you would have for like old sports cards, hockey cards, whatnot.
Oh,
but what
yeah,
he's done
yeah.
is he's stuck like a lot of his acetate cutouts, which are all like completely unique cutouts of all different shapes and sizes and different things, from like a broken bottle to like a scared cat to the house on fire to trees and squids and he combines all these together in a way that like can't be replicated at all, because the pieces are, it's just so random and different every time how the mm-hmm. pieces come out of the binder and get put onto the surface of the projector.
Yeah. That's cool, because you can just always add to it and have like a million different little elements.
Yeah, and he's you know, he's making more stuff when he has free time, so his part of the band keeps growing.
Yeah.
As well as us, when we just like figure out a new way to play the instrument, so.
Yeah.
And he'll definitely be there at the Astoria on the 26th, right?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone listening.
Cool.
February 26th at the Astoria.
Yeah. And all right, well, let's see. Are we going to play more?
Yeah, I got going to throw in a track of a friend's band from down in Los Angeles. They're a crazy four-piece called Upsilon Acrux. This is one of their older tracks. It's called Get Down Upon It.
All right, here we go. Wait 1 second. And you're good.
We'll be right back.
All right. So welcome back to the Rib. And Poib, do you want to let us know? You just had your little mini set there. What are we playing?
Well, the first track was Upsilon Acrux from Los Angeles. It was a song called Get Down Upon It. After that, we had Mick Barr's solo project, Octus, one of my favorite projects to listen to. There was an album called Iohark Wended, and the song was Iohark Wended, II:RR-2. That little fast number in there. And the last song in there was an old track by me and my roommate, Lewis Holloway. It was called Slow Sandstorm, and it was part of an album that I put out myself. It's on my Bandcamp. It's called Crack Plateau. So you can go to poibfair.bandcamp.com for
more of that.
You have
quite an extensive Bandcamp. Like, there's a lot of stuff up there.
There's 15 albums,
yeah.
I think. 15 or 16.
Yeah, cool. Where'd you guys record this album that you have?
Roy G. Biv. I've been a part of that collective. It's a jam space / artist studio. Wall Street and Powell. Mm-hmm. And I started jamming there in September. Mm-hmm. And I actually met Poib. What was it? That was like September?
It was August.
Or was it August?
Yeah, it was August. It was for Audio Hallucinations number 22.
Yeah.
I remember. Your friend Nimalan Yoganathan from Montreal, really cool electronic musician. You guys did a set together.
Yeah.
That's I'd already done a show for Nimalan at Nyala, at the old Nyala, and he contacted you or mentioned you over. That's how we met. So and
now Poib is actually, he jams at our space as well at Roy G. Biv, and that's it was just like simple, like throw up the recorder and just jam. That's basically how we do it.
Yeah,
it's a very cold and damp place to jam in the wintertime, but it's fun,
as most of those places seem to be. That
could contribute to some of the like more increasing velocities of some of the tracks, cause it's just warm up and you know, it's more pleasurable to feel that you know, wellspring of heat like billowing up from your inner core, as opposed to hypothermic conditions. So I think maybe that made us play faster.
Maybe, yeah, that's cool. Well, I miss Audio Hallucinations. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you played Audio Hallucinations before with your band, The Decomposers.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
Cool. But it was a good like every week. It got really hardcore by the time you were finished.
Yeah, it was every week, and you know, it unfortunately met its demise temporarily when Nyala was sold. So. Loss of venue.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to take a break, but now that I'm starting to be a part of the Roy G. Biv collective, I think we might find, you know, at least one new home for some Audio Hallucinations, and we can get some of that collaborative community vibe going again.
Yeah.
Get some more shows. And they've actually just started doing shows at Roy G. Biv again. There's been some good ones and some some amazing ones. So
we've also talked about doing remote, kind of smaller Audio Hallucination shows. Like, I have a rooftop garden at my co-op. We can do small shows there too, and stuff like that. It'd be kind of nice to move it around, even some some outside shows, just random spots, getting people
guerrilla events.
And they don't necessarily have to be at like 10 p.m. So if you got like, if you're concerned about noise, you could do like I don't know, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
cool. It's hard to find good venues, but once you find them, you gotta hang on.
Definitely have to hang on.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. I think we're going to play another Female Blue Balls track. What do you think here?
Let's go with...
Stepping into the Ring Modulator with Only a Knife. We were talking about that. It's a long one. Or we were talking about Ring Modulators.
We were talking about Ring Modulators and how they make the human brain work harder to listen to because the way the effect works on it, it leaves out a lot of the original note and only leaves in the affected harmonics, so your brain's constantly
making up that note,
and so, you know, these tracks can be extra intense to listen to for long periods of time, so your brain's trying to keep up.
I like your song titles also, Broken Bottle versus I've Only Been Drunk Twice.
I definitely think that's kind of a bit of a tradition in the like instrumental band canon. Make up for all the lyrics you don't have. Yeah, you don't have. You're not tied conceptually specifically to any kind of title. So why not have fun with it, right?
Yeah, totally.
If it's gonna make somebody remember your piece, then then there you go. So I don't know. Pick one of the shorter ones.
Yeah, maybe the demon.
Let's go with the demon.
Okay, we're gonna go with the demon.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to The Rib. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That's awesome.
All right.
This is Poib's sweater you're listening to.
Far too many zippers zipped on this clothing device. Chingling, not by the wind, by my hands.
Oh my gosh. So, we just listened to one more track. We listened to The Demon by the band Female Blue Balls, who I have here. And, I mean, maybe someone's just tuning in now. Who are you guys again? In case? Poib and John?
Yeah. John Brennan on drums.
Poib Fair on guitar.
Matt Watson not here on projections. We started this band probably, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
3 months ago?
Yeah, December.
December?
It was early December. I remember it vividly. It was somewhere in the beginning of early December.
Okay, and then we heard something by one of your projects, John.
Yeah, Chanson d'Amour. It was, I just moved here from Montreal in August, and 2 years ago I started playing with Alexander Scarfon on electronics and pedals and other random noisy objects, and Cabral Jacobs on saxophone. And it was through jamming with these guys where I kind of developed the way I play the drums. And yeah, total improvised band. And then Alex and I also formed a duo called Totems, which we toured out here in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we played fake jazz. Mm-hmm. And then we toured... Oh, we played Noise Fest as well. And then we toured out to Japan for 2 weeks after that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was Chance Not D'Amour with Alex and Cabral and myself.
What's the noise scene like in Japan? Like,
oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And everybody's just so wonderful. Like, it's really interesting because they really start their shows like super early. Like going in for sound check before 4 o'clock in the afternoon is very fucked up.
Yeah.
And anyways, but then like, you know, the shows are really early, they end early, but then the organizers would always take us out for amazing food and drinks, and it would just, yeah, just, we would just party all night, and it was great. And wonderful people, great, incredible musicians. Yeah.
Cool. That's different. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Playing early shows.
Yeah.
I mean, here, no one would go. Be
no.
Like, no. I mean, people are, you know, shows at 8, they show up at 10. They're like, why'd I miss it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a lot different, too, because the price is like, for a show, it's like $20 to get into it. Like, I mean, equivalent to like Canadian dollars, it's like $20 or $25 to go to a noise show.
Oh, and, wow. I didn't know that.
But there's the reason why is because they're totally like, every venue has like a fucking awesome drum kit and amazing like guitar amps. Everything's set up. So, you know, you never have to bring anything, and so the venues are really, really good. And but people would always come out to the shows; they would pay the money and come. So.
And that's like not expensive there.
No,
I feel like everything's really expensive there. And wow, cool. I just, like, you guys were talking about your drum style being similar to your kitchen.
Oh yeah,
which was funny. I thought that we could. Yeah,
that's right. I was at his birthday party with Jacob Hardy, and he was commenting about how, you know, a cupboard could have mail and a bunch of loose screws and like two cans of soup, and another one would have like cat food and like bread. And he said that that's a lot like John's drumming style, and I laughed because, you know, you laugh when something's true, right?
Yeah, totally. Let's plug your show again.
Oh, yeah. So we're playing February 26th. It's a Sunday at the Astoria for Black Lung Sundays. And we're opening, so we're going to be on first at 10 p.m. So you've got to get up early in the morning. You can still make it out. So who else we're playing with is Torturex, Cathar, and Harvest the Infection. So it's going to be a really crazy and loud show. It's going to be fun.
It's 4 bands starting at 10.
Yeah.
Cool.
But we're a really short set.
Yeah.
We're like short and sweet.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good way to do. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got this in the CD player.
What do we want to play? We got 15 minutes left?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play some Aerosol Constellations.
Yeah, these are some friends of ours. Gonna cool. Be, yeah.
Jeremy Van Wyk and Bill Batt, who you may know in some local projects like Shearing Pinks and Stamina Mantis.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome fellows.
Yeah.
This is their ambient project we like to put on after the neurons have melted.
Yeah. Awesome. And we'll play the third track, maybe. It's called Spirit Bear Blues number 14. All right, here we go.
Thank you. Stanley G. Grizzle was born in 1918 in Toronto. As a leader in the Canadian Pacific Railroad Porters Union, Grizzle was instrumental in communicating information and advice from coast to coast. Grizzle and other porters on layover would contact local Black communities and help them to understand that their experiences were part of a broader pattern, and they would offer specific tactical suggestions for change. The Porters Union made alliances with other Canadian movements. Their ambition? To mobilize a concerted demand upon governments for legislative change.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, so this is The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm here with Female Blue Balls, and you wanted to mention something, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly tell you about, there's another show too, Female Blue Balls. We're playing on the 26th, but I'm also playing at the Astoria. But I'm also playing in another trio called the Slag Trio, or Slag Trio, I should say, with Andrew Scott and John Schofield from Whip of the UFO. And we're playing with Monarch, the Rita, Mass Marriage, the 29th. That's a Wednesday at the Astoria as well.
Go so to that show.
It's going to be a killer show.
Go to that show.
Nice. All right, so we got a couple of short tracks, and then, yeah, we'll see how it goes. What is this one?
This is a band from Brooklyn called Z's, song's called Olympics, and then right after that we're going to hear The Locust, song called Who Wants a Dose of the Clap?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm in here with Female Blue Balls, the band.
How you doing, radio listeners?
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah. It's rad.
No, of course. So don't forget, February 26th at the Astoria, they're opening up, 10 p.m. And yeah.
We're going to leave you with one of our early tracks, first time we ever recorded. It's called Too Much Dust.
There it is. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll be here next week interviewing Brian Deans from Plastic Acid Orchestra. They have a show coming up with Maria in the Shower at the Vogue, and more on that next week. So don't forget to tune in. Bye, guys.
Bye.